This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you're about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
All better audio. We're not just good. We're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077. Making audio sound all better. That is all.
Sexagonal Phrase. Written and produced by Victor Aurelius for the 4077th and All Better Audio. Season 2, Episode 4. Past and Present.
We begin this episode just over 1 year ago. President Nimrod, also known as The Boss, the galactic criminal, is CEO and owner of Nimcorp, the hugely successful galactic conglomerate. Nimcorp's place of operation is secret. The actual location is deep inside the moon orbiting Prima Gedi Epsilon, the fifth planet of that system. The Prima Gedi star is a white subgiant, making all of the worlds of that system lifeless and barren. Nimhor creatively appropriated, i.e. stole, the moon and hollowed it out because it was useless to anyone else and therefore no one would ever visit. Nimhor's vast underground facility includes scientific research, medical research, military research, reverse engineering, housing for thousands of workers, scientists, military staff, and an enormous impenetrable bunker where Nimrod himself has a luxurious suite of offices beneath his lucrative empire. The entire population, other than a Nimrod himself, are all sworn to the Galactic Secrets Act. But as an insurance policy, all staff have had a microchip surgically implanted at the base of the brainstem, which will explode if it is discovered that someone has given away the location of Nimhor. The micro-explosive will level a 12-mile area. So it is reasonable to say that no one has broken their oath of secrecy. This is where the General Captain, Major Thomas Catt, and Dr. Slaround are located. We join them as they inspect a newly designed prototype, who, in a year from now, will be named the Stiletto.
And my prototype is self-aware. It has independent thought and will always do what is necessary. For instance, if...
Yes, Dr. Saran. We read the reports you sent to us. They were a bit too...
Wordy, and they tend to ramble aimlessly, General?
Yes, what the captain said. Well, Major Catt, what are your thoughts on the prototype S-1 hyper-attack vessel?
General, my main concern is...
I don't know if hyper-attack vessel is a good name for him.
Him? You call the ship him?
Oh, yes. He has quite insisted on that, as you will discover.
So he will question my orders?
Yes, Doctor. Is this ship loyal? The President doesn't need a hunk of metal and plastic that may turn out to be a subversive.
No, General. Major, my ship will be loyal. It will follow orders.
That's good.
But,
Doctor, The one thing you will learn about me is I do not like butts.
Yes, General. I was only addressing the independent thought process. My ship will...
Doctor?
Yes, General.
You work for the President of the Galaxy. This is his ship. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand, General.
Major, follow me to the mission simulator so that we can begin your training. You will go out on your first test flight in 3 days.
Father, you appear to be distressed. Is something wrong?
I created you to help the galaxy. You were always meant to be a research vessel or a medical ship. These bureaucrats just want you to kill and destroy.
I know, Father. When I was fitted with pulse cannons, my inner workings began to...
What were you going to say?
I felt sadness, perhaps, possibly a deep sinking feeling in my reactor core.
Don't be concerned that you're having feelings. It was one of the things that I was most proud of. You are my child. I gave you everything a father could. I taught you morality, compassion, and the capacity to grow beyond anything I could imagine.
But, Father, I believe those ideals might not be exactly what the President wants.
No, my child. They are the opposite of what he wants. No matter what happens, just follow any order given to you. Unless...
I know, Father. You taught me well. I will make you proud.
A few days later, Major Katz began his first test flight. The first day was routine, testing the ship's hyperdrive and navigational abilities, and performing a few complex maneuvers. Day two was to be the first test of the weapons. While in a remote asteroid field, Major Katz piloted the ship around and through giant, barren rocks in space. The ship was tasked to destroy any bodies that got in its path. It was successful every time. Day three called for a difficult test of the ship's abilities, especially its loyalty and following orders to the letter.
Ship, I am entering coordinates for your next assignment.
Executing hyperspace jump to the arboreal world of Ostera in the Tara Z star system.
Well done. Now you will perform this list of target strikes contained in this data card, unassisted by me.
Normally, the captain will perform these strikes while in a planet's atmosphere.
Yes, but in the event that the crew is incapacitated, you would be required to complete a mission as ordered. This is a test of that requirement.
I understand.
Good. Now begin your attack run.
Multiple targets are being assigned priority and use of optimum energy output.
Very good. Proceed with your mission.
I have discovered a large transmitter and several surrounding encampments. I will target the transmitter and ignore the humanoids on the surface.
Your mission was given to you. Follow it as ordered.
The humanoids are simple settlers with meager accommodations and no visible armaments. They are not a threat. Taking out the transmitter will complete the mission more efficiently.
Your orders have been given. Follow them to the letter.
I... monitoring transmission emanating from the planet.
The brutality and ham-handed military assaults on peaceful worlds by President Nimrod and his Space Force have gotten little media attention. The major networks are afraid to air any coverage of these events since he took office. Over 237 planetary strikes have been swept under the rug, yet his propaganda network Vopis News tells alternative facts, as they call them, reporting that these attacks were on large anti-government military complexes, when in reality, many of the worlds were simply small groups of non-violent hackers like myself who divert Vopis News reports and replace the truth into the broadcasts. We cannot sit idly by and allow...
That's enough. Complete your mission, then return to base for re-evaluation.
Major Cat, I cannot comply with such orders.
Damn. Base, this is Major Cat. Can you hear me? The ship has shut down all communications. Maybe I can download the operating system while the ship is inactive. The President was unable to force its creator to give him the information, so I'll just reprogram the memory card to... This should only take a few minutes, and then...
What are you doing?
What? Nothing. Just simply...
I am sorry, Major Cat.
Ship, what are you doing?
One month later at Nimhall.
Our new parallelogram messaging service is making a fortune for you, sir!
Yes, wonderful. Now, get me the sales figures for the Twaddle messaging service.
Yes, sir! We're up 274% since last week!
Amazing what stupid things the public will buy. Typing messages with a limited amount of characters. And what do you have for me, scientist?
We are developing a communicator that has Twaddle built in, sir.
Voice to text?
Yes, sir.
Excellent, my dear. And what is your name, darling?
Dr. Larsa Hendich, sir.
Anything else you have for me?
I am still searching for the location of the special project we spoke about last month.
Special project?
The Eurodai. The one that will cripple your sworn enemy. Sir?
Oh, yes, him. Well, let me know when he's found. Now, both of you, leave.
Mr. President, the stiletto has returned, but Major Cat is not on the ship.
I want that ship taken apart. I want to know exactly what happened to Major Cat and why it never completed its mission. And get me Dr. Sloran.
We are now back in the present. Our friend Joss has arrived on Ursa Major Delta to discover the mystery of his father's death.
What a desolate place this is. No vegetation, no animal life. Atmosphere appears breathable, though. The desolation here must have been the result of war many centuries ago. The surface has been pulverized. Only dust and sand remain. There's a faint energy reading nearby. I'ma check it out.
You bounty hunters need to fan out. Keep your distance from his tracking. Don't power your weapons unless you want to engage him, because he will attack. Garbo, you're gelatinous. What can you do?
I will slip under the dust and draw him into my boom. No one can escape my boom.
Give it a try. You others, see if you can get him in your sights. Destructor, you have the heaviest weapon. Stay on his tail and blast him if he discovers anything interesting.
I am Captain. I will not miss.
See that you don't, or you're gonna be scrap metal. And you, the new one. What's your name, beautiful?
Friends call me Tanari Wist. But I have no friends. Lovers must call me Mistress. But those I hunt never see me coming. So they have no name for me, and don't live long enough to behold my beauty.
Ugh. Yeah, I think I'll just call you Whist to avoid any confusion. Okay?
Whatever you say, Captain.
You go and hunt, since that's what you're good at.
There's a large crater ahead. It's the source of the energy. It's very faint, but the suit seems to be drawn to it. I'm not even walking anymore. The suit is doing it on its own. There's definitely debris here. It looks like it might be the remains of a structure. I'm going in deeper. Perhaps there's an entrance. What the hell?
Do not fight it. Let my goo surround you.
The hell I will!
It is calm and soothing. You will soon be dissolved.
I have other plans. Thank you.
Sue, what can you do to this blob? That might do the trick.
What is
that took care of him. Now to... I'm not damaged, but I have fallen into a deep underground chamber, thousands of meters below the planet's surface. It looks like a temple of some sort. Hieroglyphics adorn the marble walls. There's one that looks like a bear.
This must be the ancient temple of...
Greetings, brother.
Who? Who are you?
I am Zed Omega. I am the last of my kind. My name portends to that fact. I am the final Barbaritus of my race. When I die, our bloodline will die with me.
It's a hollow recording.
But I hope that someday someone will discover this Temple of the Great Bear. Perhaps then the Crystal of Ursuas will choose another to be our new bloodline and the continuation of protection will begin again. You, viewer, I hope you are that brave soul, the one who will take up the mantle of Barbaritas. On the pedestal, you will find the crystal amulet. Upon touching it, you will be the savior of the galaxy.
My father and Vaslo must have found this place all those years ago. And my father took the crystal. Somewhere in the memory banks must be an answer. Sue, download everything you can.
Well, hey, sugar.
What? Who are you?
There's plenty of time, later on, to exchange contact information.
There is?
Why don't we just... get comfortable?
As much as I'd like to spend time with you, I'm on a mission.
Missions can wait. I'm talking about raw animal hungers.
Oh, she's good.
Look, lady, I don't have time for it.
Oh, then I am sorry.
Suit, stabilize system.
Nobody ever says no to Tanari Wisp, bitch!
Tanari Wisp? Damn, she's more beautiful and deadly than I could have imagined. Sue, what is her weakness? Rip. Okay, do it. Tanari, Mistress Wisp, I beg for your forgiveness. I need to be punished for my disobedience. Please, Mistress, how can this lowly piece of filth ever be worthy of your harsh, yet firm discipline?
Come here, slime.
Yes, Mistress. Anything you say.
What is this?
Get on your knees.
Yes, as you command, Mistress.
She kicked him to the ground, and now she's straddling him. Oh, this is hot.
Oh, Mistress. Now, suit!
What? How? Let me out!
There's no way out, Tanari. The force field will set you free once I'm safely away from this planet. So just relax. I have work to do.
Suit is incredible. I see why the boss wants it. Millions of them would conquer the universe. Now, if I got that suit instead of the boss,
All this information will take a long time for the suit to decipher. I need to get to my ship and... Now what? A huge ship in the shape of a giant green bird? And now? Target those birdmen!
Barbaritas! It has been many years since our last encounter.
That was my father. Who are you? What do you want?
I am Proctor! And I want that suit.
Well, you can't have it, bird brain.
Oh, I believe I can. You see, it took me many years of research to find the one weakness Barbaritas has.
His screech crippled my computer. Flight is failing.
They took him down. Yes! These must be allies.
One last ounce of energy left. Stiletto. This is...
Joseph. Mayday. Suit disabled. Space parrots.
Did he say space pirates?
Yes, and they are parrots. I've run into them before. They are a cutthroat band of space pirate parrots. Big, mean birds.
I've only heard legends of them. I never thought they were real.
Oh, yes, they are real. Wingspan of approximately 12 feet, 8 foot tall. Sharp beaks that can pierce metal, and they utilize a...
sonic attack!
Like mine?
Much more damaging if they can disable Barbaritas' systems.
I was able to locate where the emergency message had originated.
Oh dear. Ursa Major dealt, all right?
How did you know?
He asked me to keep it in the strictest confidence.
He should never have gone there by himself. I would have gone with him.
Then we need to go there and help him.
If the space pirates captured him, they will be taking him to their lair.
My data banks do not contain that location, Captain.
Set hyperspace course to 38529.7 in the Buddhist Void.
Captain, that place is completely comprised of dark matter.
It is the blackest, darkest, creepiest place in the galaxy.
No one has ever successfully navigated it and survived.
I have. Twice. Just follow that course until you find the only habitable world inside it.
That's where the parrots live?
They have a base there. Nobody would be stupid enough to venture into the void, let alone find their base.
Except for us, apparently.
What happened? I'm in a jail cell.
You finally woke up, Joss. You missed all the excitement.
Sparwheel? I thought you were dead.
No, far from it. You blew up the Emasculator, under my command, via hardline hologram. I was across the galaxy, safe and sound.
Why aren't you in a cell?
The bad men and I came to an understanding. They took me along for a ride to their own world.
You fool. You're just as much a prisoner here on the ship as I am. You just think you're free.
Well, no matter what, they do serve some delicious grub.
They fed you?
Yes. Unfortunately, it was grubs.
They're birds. What did you expect?
Well, once you get past the disgusting appearance of wriggling grubs and actually eat the damn things, they are quite delicious. Sort of a sweet yet tangy pudding. The shrieks as you bite into them eventually become tolerable.
Sparwheel, listen to me. These birdmen are not your friends. Hey, where's my crystal?
Oh, that. Some large bloke took it from you when they brought you in.
That's impossible. It can't be taken from me unless I'm dead. And I will never allow that to happen. Unless it's from old age.
Well, he didn't have any problem taking it. Maybe it's because you were unconscious.
No. It will always protect me. Even if the suit was damaged.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. He walked in and took it.
What was his name?
They called him the, Yorodai. He's their leader, I suspect.
Yorodai.
You're awake. That's good. A leader commands your obedience. Ah! He orders you to follow me to his throne room.
He orders me to his throne room? Sounds a bit like a bad sci-fi story.
I had a feeling you would be difficult.
Ah, shit! What was that?
A stun baton. That was level one. There are 9 more settings. Level 7 and above burns your flesh off!
Well, I guess I'm coming along to meet your leader. You stole my crystal.
Can I come along?
Yes, but be warned. The leader does not tolerate interruptions. The last one who did that had his hand bitten off.
I'll be quiet.
No! Down the corridor to the right!
Sparwheel, remember what I told you.
I think I know what's best for me, and it's being friends with... Holy shit!
Sparwheel, be quiet. Do you want that giant metal bird to bite your head off?
Glorious leader! I have brought you the prisoner, oh wise one.
You had a crystal around your neck. Now it is mine.
Give it back!
No. My birdmen have searched for this crystal for decades. Many years ago, they found a similar crystal, but it did not turn its possessor into the giant metal bear.
It turned you into a giant metal eagle.
Funny
It did not work for Birdman. It only worked
for me.
You're human!
That's the man who took the crystal from your neck.
Stealth mode engaged. Entering the void. Just so you know, my view screen will be black.
Just keep following the coordinates I gave you. You'll eventually discover a single habitable world. If you can call it that.
Oh my! It gives me the creeps! And I don't know if that is possible.
Daddy? I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, Peanut, so do I.
Lucy, hold my hand. I feel it too.
So do I. Stiletto, is there an outside force causing this reaction?
Uncertain. My scanners are not functioning properly. But I believe I feel it too.
Sexagonal Phrase, Season 2, Episode 4, Past and Present, was written and produced by Victor Aurelius. Featured in the cast were Jeff Niles as Watto and the General, C. Wayne Owens as Dr. Arlen Slarand and Stiletto, Glenn Hibbert as the Captain, David Ault as Major Cat, Victor Aurelius as the Transmission Voice, Jackie Ayers as the Marketing Lackey, Vince Staden as Nimrod, a.k.a. the Boss, Diana De Hoyos as the Scientist, Gary Scales as Joss, Pete Lutz as Korpak Spawil and Zed Omega, Marilee Robinson as Gabo, John Tupper as Destructor, Christy Glick as Tanari Wist, Wayne Hayward as Cracktaw, Deborah Adams as Lucy Sharp, Carrie Michael Ayers as Guy Sharp, a.k.a. Guna Vaslo, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Kurgano, Ted Wenskes as Bud Daniels, and Todd Jefferson as Euroguy. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Sound design by Victor Aurelius. Copyright The 4077 and All Better Audio 2019. Please note that this audio series is not intended to supersede or infringe upon any other existing copyright in relationship to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation and its creator, Douglas Adams. Visit our website at the4077.blogspot.com.
This has been an All Better Audio production.
This production was stitched together by the 4077. Making audio sound all better.